here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. With me is Mark Earhart. And Mark, what's your title?
My title is Senior Vice President for Business Management at BASF Plant Science.
Okay, so we're going to talk about plant science here at the Ag Media Summit. We had a panel, and you had several interesting folks there, mostly from the livestock industry, the hog industry. Tell me a little bit about that panel and what your main topic was, what you were trying to get across to the media that were there.
We wanted to raise the issue of the challenges that the U.S. feed industry is facing today. We're very interested in the feed industry because corn is one of our main crops. Now, we didn't want to talk about specifically about our products and projects in the area of corn, but just give these gentlemen the opportunity to bring closer to the media the challenges that they face and how industry, maybe crop protection or plant biotechnology, could help them mid to long term. As you saw, we had a mix of people that were actually end users, so the users of feed, and others that would trade in corn. So we try to take two big pieces from that value chain and showcase what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Our main topic here has been sustainability and innovation and how that is working. Tell me about what you're working on in the pipelines that is going to help growers in the long term, is going to help the world, are going to help feed the world in a sustainable manner.
Well, as you saw, these were the customers of the growers. Mm-hmm. So the people that actually take the corn that the growers put out to the market. And one of the main challenges that they described today was, well, you know, it's all about yield in the agronomic world, but they're facing real quality issues. So the corn that they're buying today has a composition that is not exactly what they need. On top of that, they reported about the problems that they have with toxins that they find. So the issue of traceability, the issue of quality control was raised a lot in the panel. So these are issues that need to be addressed along the whole value chain and where we can also make a contribution. Our contribution, we see today, we have today efforts to develop nutritionally enhanced corn. We're trying to find a GM solution that would boost the levels of certain amino acids. And you heard today Don go into detail saying exactly what amino acids they need. So we're trying to find a solution for him so that we can offer a value-added product where the end users would drive the whole value chain to give that corn a space, you know, and it would not be something that we could do alone because we would need cooperation from the entire value chain. So you would have obviously the end user driving the demand. You would have the grain trader that would deliver the product, the logistics. You would have the grower that would be willing to grow it. You know, he would need yield parity. He would need good genetics. He would need the entire trade package. That brings the seed company into play. And at the end, it is us who want to deliver that trade package that would give the amino acid composition and would partner with the seed company to get the genetics and the remaining insect control and herbicide tolerant packages that the grower would need. I think there's a positive angle for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. You know, on the seed company side, once an acre has been converted to a certain specification, you know, he has won that acre if he has that specification, you know. So he has a good outlet to that acre that nobody can contend until the product is copied. The farmer, on the other hand, has a choice. You know, he can choose to have a reliable long-term relationship with someone that takes some of the risk out of his operation and can expect to be remunerated for that. You heard the grain traders say, well, yes, they want to have solutions for specific customers because that also differentiates them. And ultimately, the consumer wants to maintain a stable supply of affordable foodstuffs that the people that are feeding the hogs and the chickens and the broilers want to deliver. So there's a vested interest of everybody in the value chain to make it worth everybody's while. And as you heard today, we are at a level of commodity prices where there is enough value in the system to be able to satisfy everybody's needs to remunerate their investment because everybody will need to invest.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure learning more about BASF Plant Science. Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.